If you're innovating, creating, or making a difference,
this show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
We wanted to do something that would give entrepreneurs a fair shot at being successful. I want them to learn from all the mistakes that I see. I like to see it as a family. We're just building a family, building a community in Los Angeles.
Sean Arora is using his talents to empower makers. Sean's background includes electronic manufacturing, entrepreneurship, and cultural anthropology. And he's one of the co-founders of Make in LA, Los Angeles' first hardware accelerator. In January of 2015, Make in LA hosted their first hardware demo day, where they showcased the ways they're helping independent entrepreneurs develop their ideas into marketable products.
I understand, Sean, the entrepreneurial bug bit you early and hard. How'd that happen for you?
I don't know. I just always was a little bit different than everyone else. Starting in elementary school, I always wanted to start businesses, so selling baseball cards or throwing parties as a kid. I just always wanted to do something different. And then when I went to college, I learned how to be a part of a big corporation, and I worked for many big entities. Probably one of the biggest is Coors Brewing, and I just realized there wasn't a really good cultural fit. And so when I went back and joined my father's business, I realized that I could be an entrepreneur and still have a lot of the safety nets of being an entrepreneur. So I started building up that business and scaling it. Jeff Bezos has a great line, the rules of three. When you grow your business threefold, something's going to break. And so as we were growing our business, something broke. And because I was the youngest, most energetic guy in the company, they set me to fix it. So I set up ERP systems. I set up supply chain. It just was a fantastic ride. And nowadays, I want to give back. I learned so much by scaling up our family business. So I launched Make in LA with Norma about four months ago. We launched our first class. So it's been a wild ride.
How did that concept of Make in LA first come to you?
So it's been something that's been percolating in both myself and Norma for many years now. We wanted to do something that would give entrepreneurs a fair shot at being successful. So for the past 3-4 years, I've been doing hardware investing, and there's a lot of resources that I could provide through my operating business, but there's a lot that I just can't, and I want to help these guys be successful. I want them to learn from all the mistakes that I see, from companies using the wrong vendor to building a product that just doesn't have the right product market fit. So when I met Nora May and we shared the same passion, we said, let's do it.
When I see hardware accelerator, that doesn't begin to sum up what this is. How would you describe what Make in LA does?
I like to see it as a family. Both Nora May and I play good cop, bad cop, tough parent, and warm parent. And so we're just building a family, building a community in Los Angeles.
Tell me about that wild ride when you got started. What was one of the wildest things?
The whole thing has just been really wild in terms of going from basic idea to laying out our facility and building our facility in parallel with recruiting applicants and doing the networking thing and trying to find really good candidates for our pool, trying to find limited partners for our fund. It was just trying to do all these things, juggling all these wheels at once was really thrilling.
Tell me also, suppose somebody hearing this right now has an amazing idea and they're not sure where to start with this. Let's have a fictitious listener by the name of Jen, for example. So Jen has a wonderful idea. She doesn't know what to do with it. What do you tell her?
So Jen, I recommend that you go to our website, sign up for our Retooling Fridays. It's an open office hour. You come in, or you could go over Skype and meet with us. All three of our partners are available, and we'll answer whatever questions you have on scaling up your business and building your hardware prototype.
And then she comes in, you answer her questions. She starts to build, let's say, a wearable. Where does she go from here?
So we like to be supportive of the community. So you could just shoot us an email and we'll help guide you, whether it is through our accelerator or one of the other accelerators out there, whether it's a software or hardware accelerator, or even some of the investment community out there. We'll try to navigate all entrepreneurs to the right resources.
What will this cost, Jen, when she comes in?
It's free, absolutely free. We want to be supportive.
This is an exciting thing. What's been one of the biggest challenges you've seen since you've started making LA, and what's been one of your absolute best triumphs?
So it's the same thing. When you're an investor, you could be very brutal with the entrepreneur, very honest, and you walk away and there's no hard feelings. But when entrepreneurs in an accelerator program, they're very vulnerable. And so I realized that it's oftentimes really good to be efficient, but if you want to be effective, you have to take the long approach, play the long game with the entrepreneurs and really nurture that relationship and make sure that you're giving the advice that's going to help them get to the next level and not just the advice that says, bang, go move on to the next company. So learning to balance efficiency with effectiveness.
I'm hearing you say be kind, but be a human being.
Yes. That's much better said. Thank you.
I don't know about better said. What's been one of your absolute best triumphs in the 4 months since you've had this?
So my triumphs, I basically look at all the entrepreneurs as kind of like my children that have grown up. And so I live vicariously through them. I love how one of the teams came in with kind of renderings, not really a prototype. And then they're leaving this program with a fully functioning prototype, and they're ready to go into manufacturing. There's another company that came with the wrong form factor, and we help them avoid a $1 million mistake. So these are really exciting opportunities that we have and we've been a part of.
That is really impressive. What's going through your head as you start this, your very first hardware demo day?
It's very overwhelming. I'm just really hoping that the companies are successful coming out of it, because our success is based on their success.
I can't wait to see this, finally, and thank you for your time. What do you really want people to get from you? If they could only get one thing from you about innovation and creativity, what would you want that to be?
That there are hundreds of thousands of makers in this world, and we want to find people who have the potential to turn their invention into the next big product. And we help nurture that. So you don't have to have all the pieces in place. We can help complement some of those.
Fantastic, Sean. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You and I have been listening to Sean Arora, one of the co-founders of Make in LA, Los Angeles' first hardware accelerator, and they're going to be accepting applications for their next open class in late April, according to their website. You'll find more information on makeinla.com. That's makeinla.com. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.